more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Jamie, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest and welcome him into the studio, Lev Raphael, and he is an author, and I am really excited about this book. It's called My Germany, A Jewish Writer Returns to the World His Parents Escaped. Hey, Lev, how are you?
I'm doing great, and it's great to be here.
Tell me a little bit about the genesis of this. How long have you been thinking about this book, and when did you actually start to put together?
Thinking about it maybe 30 years, putting it together probably the last four or five, because it was sparked by a German publisher buying some of my books and translating them into Germany, and me being invited to go on a book tour to Germany, the country that I thought I would never visit in my entire life since my parents were survivors of the Holocaust. And that was the genesis of the book, going to Germany, dealing with what it was like to be in Germany, and reflecting back on what I had thought about Germany all my life.
Now, you live in Okemos, is that right?
I live in Okemos, that's okay. Right. I'm a Michigander by affiliation. I was born in New York, but I never tell people that. If they ask where I'm from, I say Michigan, because that's where my heart is.
Well, we have an appearance tonight. We want to remind everyone about tonight, 7 o'clock, right?
That's right, at Everybody Reads on Michigan Avenue.
So you're headed there right after this?
I guess so. There's not much time for dinner between that.
One of my favorite spots. Yeah. Scott Harris, they do a great job. I actually stuck my head in there today. I was next door at Gone Wired. So.
Yes, I was at Gone Wired today, too.
Yeah, the book, the signings, beginning at 7, you go from 7 till about
8:30.
8:30. Okay, that's perfect. And tell us a little bit more about the book. I'm looking at the cover right now. Is this a young Lev on the cover?
No, I wish it were, but it's not. It's really, you know, a lot of people know me locally as a mystery author, and then the book really is a mystery or a way to solve some mysteries. Because when you grow up, you don't really know who your parents are, and this is pretty much for everyone. And when you find out who they were before they had you, it's really surprising. Well, that's doubly, triply, quadruply so for children of Holocaust survivors, because they find out things about their parents that their parents simply weren't ever going to tell them. So the book really charts my doing research on a couple different continents, in different languages, interviewing different people to find out what happened to my parents during the war and what happened to them before the war. And I made amazing discoveries.
What did you learn? What was the biggest surprise to you?
The biggest surprise is it's possible my mother was married before she met my father and never told him, and he was surprised by this too. I also discovered something that my mother published in France right after the war about her Holocaust experiences, which she never told anyone in the family about. And I got a copy of it from a museum library in Paris. And
why didn't she tell people about it?
Who knows? That's a mystery. The book is filled with mysteries of things that they didn't say. Why didn't they tell us? I only now found out that my grandfather's father died in Auschwitz. I always thought he died in another camp. I just assumed he died.
How did you find that out?
Well, I asked my father. But I asked him after I checked the records at Bergen-Belsen, and his father was enlisted. And then I said, so what's the deal? Why wasn't he listed? And he said, well, he didn't die there. And, you know, the book is a combination of interviews with my parents, with friends of theirs, with concentration camp experts, and all sorts of people. But it's also it's really an American story about an immigrant family coming to this country out of real darkness and bringing up their kids in freedom and their kids becoming successful because, you know, my parents hated Germany and so did I growing up. And yet I went back to Germany as a successful American author and was incredibly well received there.
And did you not expect that?
I didn't know what to expect, honestly. I mean, when I was growing up, to me, all Germans were Darth Vader, and Germany was like the Death Star.
Yeah.
And to go there and to find that these were real people in a real country and that I could actually enjoy myself there was pretty amazing.
Did you find a sense of embarrassment or shame from people in Germany?
Well, I talked to a lot of people. They probably felt they could confide in me because I was leaving the country, you know? Mm-hmm. So people would tell me about discovering, you know, that a grandfather or a father was in the Nazi party and you know, how horrible it was to learn that when they'd been told the opposite all their lives. What was interesting to me is that children of Holocaust survivors grew up with a lot of silence in their families. Well, the children of perpetrators also grow up with silence. It's silence about the other side. Mm-hmm. You know, their parents don't want to talk, and our parents didn't want to talk. And in that silence is a place where the second generation on both sides can meet.
How young were you when
Six.
Your parents began to tell you the story?
At 6 years old, I heard somebody say something about the Germans bayoneting Jewish babies, and I came back from school and really freaked out and asked my parents why that was, and they said, well, because they were Jewish. And they didn't say a whole lot more than that, but that was a pretty disturbing thing to learn that early.
Ignorance is all around us, and a book like this can do nothing but help diminish some of that.
I hope so. I mean, the Holocaust is the only human historical tragedy that you hear people say, well, don't we know enough about it, or why don't we just shut up talking about it? Those people who say that never say, well, haven't we heard enough about the Korean War? Or haven't we heard enough about the Depression? Or haven't we heard enough about slavery, you know?
Worse than that, there are some people who still, and I'm not quite sure why, maintain that it never happened.
It's partly because they don't want to believe something that terrible could happen, and also because they're simply bigoted. They're anti-Semitic. They don't want to believe that this really happened, and they don't want to feel in any way implicated by it. I mean, we're basically all implicated by all human disasters,
right?
By Katrina, by the butchery in Rwanda, by Cambodia. When something happens and we haven't involved ourselves, we're responsible, like it or not.
How did it change you growing up in a household with parents who were Holocaust survivors?
Well, you grow up really, really lonely in the sense that you don't have a family. You also don't, you know, an extended family, because pretty much everyone on both sides was murdered by one people or another. And you also grow up without memory, you know, physical memory, things that family members pass down from one generation to another. And photos. You don't grow up with photos. The flip side is you grow up with a really strong sense of social justice and the need to pay attention to any insult to human dignity.
When your parents would tell you the stories, when you talked to your father, how close was he to not making it out of the—
Many times. He escaped death three separate times during the war. And I don't want to tell those stories because they're in the book. But each one of those stories is a movie.
It is a phenomenal story. I was going to say a tale, but it's not a tale. It's true. And we're talking about My Germany, Lev Raphael. And tonight, 7 o'clock, Everybody Reads, 2019 East Michigan Avenue. And Lev, it'll be great. Look forward to having a lot of people stop by and see you.
I am too. Thanks for having me, Jack.
All right. We'll be right back with more. Jack and Jamie, Ebling and you, 1320 WIL.
Jack Ebling.